Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, December 27, 2022. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. This is a full day here at the brand. But let's start first with a little bit of housekeeping. Now, I told you last night, if I won my showdown with Sia, then you guys would participate and look at it right there. Another fantastic day, 12-5-1, which means our last 2 days, if you tailed us here at the brand, for all the haters on Twitter, they said, Coach, you only talk about the winners, 23-10-1 the last 2 days across the board. So we're not stopping. Our new week starts today. And also, it's a busy day. We've got 3 big shows. Here's what we look like today. Early edge and 5 at 4 o'clock. More best bets. 2 bowl game picks this morning. 2 bowl game picks this afternoon. 4 bowl games today. Then at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. There's 2 weeks left in the NFL season. And we are here for you. It is the most important hour of the entire week. It's our Week 17 NFL Mega Preview. Now, look who's in the chat. My man Buckets is already there. If you have any soccer question for him, go ahead and drop him into the chat because he has already cashed a ticket this morning before we even came on the air. Yes, follow my experts. Follow my cappers on Twitter. You never know when they're dropping picks. Buckets, thank you very much for that cash ticket as I woke up this morning. Now, let's bring in the stars of the show because on this Tuesday, when our week starts, I need people that are fired up. I need people that are ready to go. I need people that are laser focused. And that's exactly what I have. So, ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, live from just south of London, England, he is the guru, Martin W. Green. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, Coach. Yeah, I am fired up and laser focused. It's 3 p.m. here. I've had 4 coffees and I'm ready to go. Looking forward to breaking down some soccer games with you guys.
Damn right we are. I can't believe that we've got all of these leagues coming back into action. Boxing Day was amazing yesterday. We cashed a bunch of tickets there. Now, this man this morning is ready to go with college hoops, college football, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Zach Attack, and also, I humbly bow to you as you kicked my tail yesterday in that nice little showdown we had. I did pay, though, correct?
Yes, you did. Well, I haven't even checked yet, honestly, but I'm sure you did because it's just been so in sync. It's just a trade-off. So, but, yeah, you know, that wasn't anything to brag about because it was one of those ones I knew was going to happen. And you know the story. It was actually Bowling Green play. Flipped to New Mexico State, and you know that's going to continue today. We'll see. I've got 2 college football plays for the show, 2 on the site, and I think I'm going to add 1 later on the Wisconsin-Oklahoma State game. Uh-oh. And then I've got a college basketball play as well. Now, people betting college basketball right now, remember, this is just a light slate. We're getting ready to go into main conference play tomorrow, so it's a light slate, say, I think 4 or 5 games, but it's gonna dive back in here tomorrow.
You know where they don't say, hey, that was a light slate today. Do you know where they don't say that?
The NBA.
Pay window. They don't say it at the pay window. They don't look at your ticket and go, oh, it was light. They just say, hey, that cashed. That's all we care about. Now, finally, Salim says, you guys are crushing it. Salim, we know, but thank you for telling us. He is our NBA aficionado. You call him Mikey B. I call him Mikey Bonner. We just love that he's here. Mikey, good morning, sir.
Good morning. My six-year-old and three-year-old are home for Christmas break. My wife is trying to keep them quiet, so let's hope this works.
Hey, that's okay. We've got mascots across the board. Your kids can be mascots too, Chief.
Goose. I'll keep them upstairs. That's okay.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. By the way, I announced last night, and I wanted you guys on screen for this because in 2023, we want to pay it forward. So whenever anybody has a big day, wins a lot of money through us, we're going to open up a Venmo account just for that and then give it to Sia, who has a link to St. Jude's, and it's going to start with the $100 I gave out the other day. Now, you don't have to do it, but we're going to start doing it in 2023. But we have a winner from last night. So here it is. We actually had two winners, but one for me. At Lori Moore 1516. We have a PA that handles all of this stuff, so you don't say, hey, coach, you're playing favorites. Nope. They put the names in. They pick it out, send it to me. That's our winner. At Lori Moore 1516. I need you to DM me or I'll DM you, send you $100 cold, hard cash. No strings attached. It pays to watch live. I say it all the time. All right, let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And the bowl season really starting to ramp up now that the Christmas holiday is in the rear view mirror. Zach Attack, start us off.
Yes, Coach. I think today actually has more bowl games than usual because Monday Night Football yesterday, there's usually two or three games on December 26th, but they only did the one to not get in the way with Monday Night Football. So a ton today to make up for that. But Georgia Southern, I think everybody knows this information, but I wanted to say it anyways because there's people that just want to bet, may not be following college football like most bettors do. But Kyle Van Treese, if you've been following Maction football over the last 5-10 years, no, he's that old. He's been playing college football since 2017. He was a Buffalo Bulls quarterback for 5 years. Use that extra year of eligibility to transfer to Georgia Southern. That's Kyle Van Treese, if you didn't hear the name the first time, but he's had a phenomenal season. I think 7th in passing yards, 3,900 passing yards, 25 passing touchdowns. And it's really been the offense. If you've watched Georgia Southern, I've probably watched 5 or 6 games of them this year, but down towards the end of the season, he hasn't been the same. A lot of turnovers, a lot of issues, 15 interceptions on the year. So that's something to watch out for. We're playing his old team. The lines went up from 3 to 5.5 now. That's a big line move for a game like this.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the total sitting at 67, which we like totals in bowl games too, but that's really, really high as our Sims have it at 65. So keep that in your back pocket as we get ready for Zach Attack's pick for that game coming up in just a moment. Now, as we mentioned, soccer is back. The World Cup was amazing. Guru, Buckets, Brand Sutton, our silent assassin, they were amazing. But now we got to get back to league play. Guru, what are we staring at?
Yeah, I'm staring at the Premier League, Coach, because I'm leaving the Turkish Super League to Buckets. He's obviously cashing loads of tickets there. Looking forward to his show with all these weird and wonderful games that he's picking up. I want to hear the pronunciation of some of these teams. I think it's Ankaragücü or something that we cash with today.
Yes.
It's brilliant stuff. I'm sticking to the Premier League, which I know. And over 2.5 goals actually cashed in all 7 games when the Premier League resumed yesterday following that 6-week World Cup break that you mentioned. I thought some of the defenders lacked their usual sharpness on their return to action. So betting over on 2.5 goals or just generally betting over on the goals line could be attractive in the next few days. Also noteworthy that there were wins for Arsenal along with Liverpool and Newcastle. So 3 top teams all won. That's really throwing down the gauntlet to Chelsea, Man United and Man City, who all play today and tomorrow. They all really need to respond with wins. And they're playing kind of lesser opposition. So all 3 really should be able to get the job done.
All right. We'll keep that in mind. I love the Premier League. And I cashed on all of those overs because I felt like with the rest, most people think, Guru, that everybody played in the World Cup. They didn't.
I mean, Arsenal's captain didn't play and he looked very fresh yesterday. So it's definitely worth checking out those sort of trends.
By the way, your Arsenal team that we love so much, I cashed 2 tickets with them yesterday because I had them for the game. And then when they were down at halftime, we played them for the second half. And what did your team do?
They came out, scored three goals after the break, and got the job done. Yeah, I did them both teams to score. I did Arsenal to win, and I had Liverpool, Aston Villa, both teams to score in a parlay, which cashed. So it was a lucrative. We call it Boxing Day over here. It was a lucrative Boxing Day. Hope we keep it going today.
That's one of our new sayings at the early edge, in Martin's voice. A lucrative. God, I love how you say that. All right, now, we've got a third storyline today, because whenever M Squared is on the show, we always do the NBA injury report, because there is no other league sport that is more frustrating or nauseating that their stars just don't want to play. But sometimes, Mikey B, you have legit injuries that also affect the betting lines. Who are we talking about?
Yeah, we have an injury to a player who's going to actually try and play through it. Domantas Sabonis of the Kings, he's questionable tonight against the Nuggets. Now, he has, bear with me on this, an avulsion fracture of the ulnar collateral ligament on his right thumb. Good news is he's left-handed. So he's going to try and play through the injury. They really need him. He's averaging 17.9 points, 12.4 rebounds, and 6.7 assists per game. He's the engine that drives their team. Big acquisition last year from the Pacers. He's going to try and play through it. I don't know if he's going to play tonight. Again, he's listed as questionable, but he's going to try and play through the injury. If he's limited or he can't, the Kings could be in trouble here in a hurry.
Okay. Keep that in mind. By the way, every time you say the Nuggets, I just can't get over, because I watch a lot of late night games out here. A lot of people go to bed. How good Jokic has become for the Denver Nuggets.
Insane.
It's unbelievable.
Insane.
It's unbelievable. They're so good. They're so good. And he is so good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's time for our board today. And you know, at our brand, we do everything different. We don't do it like everybody else. So this is the start of our week. So our great last 2 days, we don't even think about them. However, Bitsy in the chat, I see you. Coach, my betting dream is to have a showdown with you, win or lose. Well, guess what, Bitsy? Guess what? If you have a game in the next few days you like, throw it into the chat. Maybe we could have a showdown this week. Just me and you. Don't tell anybody else. Just me and you. Bitsy, this is your Christmas from the coach. Now, Zach Attack, I am laser focused. You can tell I'm fired up. You can tell that I want this momentum to continue. And I also love bowl games. So if you don't mind, sir, if you don't mind, start us off.
All right, Coach, let's go with both the early bowl games. Buffalo, I'm going to take that extra half point. It is 5.5 now. And I just think this attraction, based on Kyle Ventry, six-year quarterback, played at Buffalo before, is there, obviously. And the point spread suggests that, going up 2.5 points. Georgia Southern can be a potent team, but they're not good for stretches. So they might get off to a 10-0 lead, 14-0 lead. They let teams back in the game, and I think those turnover issues for Kyle Ventris are going to creep back in. And his former team wanted to beat him once they get momentum. So I think the momentum switches sides into the second half, and Buffalo comes back. They might not win this outright, but when line moves like this on a small number, it usually comes back to bite you. Let's take Buffalo plus 5.5. And then Utah State plus 7. Memphis is a team that shouldn't even be in this type of bowl game, 6-6. They played a lot of close games this year in the American Conference. They're an electric team that can score really quickly, but they just get in their own way. And I think when you're playing a team like Utah State, ugly football, ugly brand, they just stick to the script, and somehow, some way, they're going to get that cover in there. This is just one of those that I just have to take the value on Utah State. And then college basketball, probably my top play today is Seton Hall plus 7.5 against Marquette. This Seton Hall team, you knew it was going to be a hard transition for Coach Shaheen Holloway coming from a small school in St. Peter's, making that leap back into the Big East. They're 7-5 on the year, but they don't have any marquee players. That's noted. It's just like when he was at St. Peter's, no marquee players, but they do have experience. 3 seniors on their team, 2 juniors. Ghidari Richmond, everybody's been waiting for him to bust out, the ex-Syracuse player. He started to do that, 28 points against Providence and 17 points against Xavier. These are his last 2 games, so his season average of 10-11 points is actually skewed downward because he's trending upward. And then you look at this Marquette team, 7-0 at home this year, all wins by 10 points or more, but this is Big East conference play. It's going to tighten up from now on going forward. I'll take the points here with Marquette as the third play, or with Seton Hall as the third play.
Big Papa says, hell yeah, Seton Hall. Adam says, damn, I hate when the 2 betting shows I watch have opposite opinions on both bowl games. What other betting show is there? This is the only one that I know of. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? By the way, very important question, Zach. Because yesterday you explained your whole flip-flopping thing. So they're wondering, are these already the picks after you flip-flopped? Or do we need to flip?
Yes, of course, okay. I've got the whole script. There's about 12 bowls.
Okay, 12 this bowls. Is already after the flippity-flippity-flop. All right, so be very clear. Play the ones that we gave you. And as you can see, the numbers are always changing because he gave out numbers that are a little bit different than what we had in the graphics. That's what happens throughout the day, and you got to get those numbers. Basketball, not quite as important as football when it comes to a half a point, but it's still important. Zach, thank you very much. Now, I'm going to go next, and I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I've been pretty good lately. So I got 2 plays today, and it's a full slate. It's unusual Tuesday because it's a holiday, and they play a lot of holiday games during the week because families can go. Kids are out of school. It matters. There's a lot of energy in the building. I told you that. So tonight, we're going to go 76ers, Wizards, over 225. Now, the Wizards have just returned home from a long 6-game road trip. They were tired, but now they're back in front of the home, folks. The Sixers played great, great on Christmas Day. Joel Embiid is fired up. He wants to win the MVP. They play hard tonight. They only have to travel for an hour. Easy 225 cash. Then, Rockets, Celtics, over 231. Now, I kicked myself on Christmas Day. I should have taken the over. I had it written down. I gave the Bucks the last minute. That's on me. I won't make that mistake again. How about this? The last 3 games for the Celtics, they've gotten back to their old ways. 257, 230, 229. How about the Rockets? 251, 218, 226, 229. 3 out of the last 4 has gone over this number. So I love these 2 overs today in the NBA. All right, Guru, I apologize. I've had to make you wait this long to get us back to the Premier League. Again, I feel bad, but Zach was important. I was kind of important, but you, sir, are still so very important. What do you have for us today?
Thank you very much, Coach. I'm going to start with a little two-team parlay. So I've got Chelsea, who will be desperate to return to winning ways when they host relegation-threatened Bournemouth today. The club set a new Premier League record by spending $325 million on new players in the summer. No club has ever spent that much in a single transfer window before. But the return thus far on that investment has been dismal. They lost 3 games in a row before the World Cup break, and they've now slipped down to 9th in the standings after yesterday's results. That's just terrible for a team of Chelsea's stature. New owner Todd Boehly fired Thomas Tuchel, the manager, near the start of the season. His replacement, Graham Potter, hasn't really hit the ground running. He hasn't galvanised the squad yet. However, he has had 6 weeks to figure out how to turn things around. He has a big, deep squad full of lots of players that didn't go to the World Cup, along with some that did. And I think this star-studded Chelsea team should beat Bournemouth, who do have the worst defensive record in the Premier League so far this season. I'm combining them with Manchester United for a 2-team parlay. United are up against another relegation-threatened team in Nottingham Forest, who have the worst away record in the league. Forest have only scored once in 7 away games, and they've conceded 19 times. That is very, very poor, and it does not bode well for a trip to Old Trafford. I thought Man United looked pretty sharp when they beat Burnley 2-0 in the EFL Cup last week, and yeah, they should have enough firepower to get the job done here. Sticking both together, you get minus 130. If you want more value, you could throw in Manchester City to beat Leeds tomorrow, make it a three-team parlay. That'll take it up to a cumulative odds of around plus 130. You could even throw in Burnley to beat Birmingham. Then you get it up to about plus 325. But I'm happy with Chelsea and Man United, minus 130 in a two-team parlay. And I'm also looking at a game tomorrow, which is Celtic versus Hibernian in the Scottish Premiership. Celtic are the Scottish champions. They've won all three games since the league resumed earlier this month. They thumped St Johnstone 4-1 on Christmas Eve, and their manager, Ange Postecoglou, was able to take off several key players with half an hour remaining. So I think they should be really well rested and refreshed now. They're 9 points clear of Rangers at the top of the table, 17 wins from 18 games so far. Just once again, Celtic look superior to all their domestic rivals. I think they should get the better of Hibernian, who are now seventh in the standings, lost four of their last five games. These two teams played each other in October before the World Cup break, and it was 6-1 to Celtic. That was at Celtic Park. This is an away game in Edinburgh, but I still think Celtic should win it pretty comfortably. So I've given them a minus 1.25 handicap, and that gets me odds of minus 114. So I really need them to win by two goals, but if they only win by a single goal, I only lose half of my bet amount. And I think they should win that by two clear goals because they're the better team. So that's what I've got today.
Educate and entertain, ladies and gentlemen. All that information, I guarantee you, you don't want to do that work. Now, Air Bailey, question for you, Guru. My book doesn't have Chelsea money line. What about -1.5 goals?
Ooh. Yeah, maybe. Why would your book not have Chelsea money line? What?
That's a very good question. It's a very good question. It may be one of those. You know what I mean.
I know. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. I would potentially venture that way. I think they could just win it by a single goal. Bournemouth have been competitive recently. That's why I couldn't find a way of getting more value on it. My favorite way was to team it up with Manchester United.
That way you don't have to lay 200, 300. And then if, you know, you don't want to do that. God, goodness. All right. Air Bailey, translation. Don't lay the 1.5. Just stay off of it. You don't have to bet every game. Now, on Christmas Day, Mikey B, because you clearly have the maestro spot today. I understand the magnitude of your position today.
Oh, yeah.
The Grizzlies played the Warriors, and the Warriors laid them out. They scored 123. They won by 14. That has been very un-Warrior-like as of late. But you are on both of those two teams today in separate games. Explain yourself.
Yeah. So first game we got here is the Grizzlies and the Suns. I'm going Grizzlies -8. The big news for the Suns, no Devin Booker, Cameron Payne, or Landry Shamet. Those are three key guards for them. The Suns are 1-4 without Booker this season. The only game that they won was the one where the Lakers didn't have their top three players. Booker did not play the time that these two teams met last week. The Grizzlies won that game by 25 points in Phoenix. This game is in Memphis where the Grizzlies are 11-3-1 against the spread. I think this one becomes a blowout pretty quickly. So we'll do Grizzlies -8. And then over to the Warriors and the Hornets, we're going to do Warriors -4. It's the second game of a back-to-back set. For the Hornets, they lost to the Trailblazers by 11 points on Monday. Now, the Hornets, they're happy that LaMelo Ball is back, but their defense isn't. They've allowed 126.3 points per game since he returned from injury. The Warriors are 11-4 against the spread at home. Now, the Warriors do play Wednesday, so that means Klay Thompson is probably going to sit one of these two games out. He's not on the injury report for tonight, and looking at their previous back-to-back sets, he has always rested the second game, not the first. So I think he plays. Draymond Green is also probable tonight. I think he plays. So with the Hornets getting ready to conclude a six-game road trip, I like the Warriors -4.
Okay. By the way, Klay Thompson needs to learn how to trash talk. That was the worst trash talk I've ever seen in my life. I want to help Adam out a little bit in the chat. I think I'm right. I could be wrong. He says, bet ladder on Booker on Christmas. He played 4 minutes and then went out. FanDuel did not care and did not void a refund. I thought I saw that they did refund all of Booker's bets on Christmas Day. I could be wrong, but I thought I saw that. Double check. I don't play at FanDuel, but double check. All right. What a great show today. Fun first day of our week. So grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Zach Attack, one play from College Hoops. Not a big slate, but we love this play. Seton Hall taking on Marquette, +7. Then Buffalo in college football. That game starts at noon Eastern time. Then Utah State, +7 as well. Then the Guru. How about a little money line parlay? Chelsea, Man United, -130. No Cristiano Ronaldo, no problem for Man United. Then Celtic, -1.25, a little Asian handicap. That game is tomorrow. Then Mikey B, two plays tonight. Grizzlies hosting the Phoenix Suns without Devin Booker, without Cameron Payne. And then the Warriors hosting the Charlotte Hornets, who are on this long road trip. I think their legs are getting tired. I love this spot for Golden State. Then if you're going to cash with me, and you've been doing it a lot lately, you're going to do these two plays. Sixers, Wizards over 225. Rockets, Celtics over 231. Do not forget, turn on your notifications. Follow all of my experts at Sportsline. Do not miss one single second of our incredible content. All right? Early Edge in 5 today at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, the NFL Mega Preview at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time with the Stoic One, M Squared, and the Maestro. All right? That's going to do it. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Paul, that was for you today. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, damn it, do I love them all. Mikey B, Zach Attack, the Guru from just south of London, England, and of course, the Snake, doing all the hard work behind the scenes. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. You want a place you can come and start your day in a positive fashion, be included, be valued, be listened to? There's only one place, and it's right here. We like to call it the Early Edge. Good luck.
It was a very bright, shining light, Sarajevo, and they needed to kill that light.
From producers Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, explore how art and music sustained hope during the siege of Sarajevo, thanks in part to humanitarians and the band U2.
U2, they represent a personification of our resistance.
The Hollywood Reporter hails Kiss the Future, moving and inspirational.
Kiss the Future! Viva Sarajevo!
Kiss the Future, new documentary now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to Paramount+ to try it free. Terms apply.